Warning, the following podcast is listed as explicit material and is unsuitable for children under the age of 18.
Last week on the Living Showcase podcast.
Speaking of incest, teen loses virginity to dad after reuniting after 12 years. 18-year-old girl said she started a romantic relationship with her dad after not seeing him for 12 years.
This is some Jerry Springer shit, like, right?
Like, she hadn't seen her dad, who conceived her on his prom night.
Now it's her prom night.
So many issues.
Fucked up.
Yeah. There were so many.
I would say daddy issues, but no, not anymore.
Wow.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's totally daddy issues.
I'm going to say
the
daddy
issue
issues.
Is he's putting his wiener in his.
It's a big issue. Yeah,
that's a real big issue.
Or small issue, well, yeah, depending on.
I mean, how. That's your, I mean, 5.5 to 6.5 inch problem.
Hey everybody, welcome to Living Showcase Podcast. My name is Jacob Haglock. With me today is Danny Pukler.
Puking that jam. That was good, you threw me off. I wasn't ready for that.
I get this text message yesterday from Mark and he goes, on the DL.
Not much of a DL.
When you announce Meckler tomorrow, can you call him Danny Pukler?
High five. That was good.
And I'm like, why? And he goes, I can't tell you because it'll take away from the story that's going to follow that.
Oh, yes.
So I'm anticipating it, but give me 1 second. Mark Roberts, everybody.
That one was for you, America.
So, for America, can you please explain Danny Pukler?
Sure. Yesterday we went to Half Acre Brewery Company in Chicago, me and Mark.
Mark and I.
For Jeff Jones, or Jeff Honez.
Yes.
His birthday.
Jeff Honez.
Jeff Honez.
That's what Danny named him halfway through the tour.
Well, I gave him a pinata, a mini pinata filled with Starburst, and
okay, I would have suspected Oreos, but
no, they would melt. So
in
I
a
wanted
pinata?
I wanted individually wrapped candies. I didn't know if we were gonna take it in the car immediately, so I was like, I'm gonna cover all my bases and just have hard candy or something individually wrapped, so it doesn't get all gross.
I'm still stuck on you thinking that Oreos are gonna melt, but continue.
Oreos melt.
They melt?
I've never seen a melted Oreo in my life.
The white stuff melts. It gets soggy.
Oh, no comment.
Whatever. I also gave him a Chipotle gift card, and I told it was for his Hispanic heritage. I called him Jeff Honez the rest of the day.
Okay. All right.
So it was Jeff's 25th birthday, or 25 for our Spanish listeners.
25.
25.
Yeah.
And we went to Half Acre Brewery Company in Chicago, which was awesome. It was a really fun, wasn't much of a tour because you stayed in the same room the entire
time. Pretty much, yeah. They showed you all the machines that they did. They talked about them, but they actually were saying that they moved a lot of their fermenters and everything out to a bigger location, so there wasn't a whole lot of stuff in there.
Okay.
We were waiting in line outside for a while because we got there at 10:30, and I think they started letting 11. Everyone in around 11:30-ish. So as soon as we all pay our money and show our tickets and everything, they close this garage door behind us, and we're all lined in single file in two separate lines. And Mark has the most genius thing to say. He goes,
like, all of a sudden the garage door closed behind me, and I go, whoa. And it closed, and I go, well, now we know how the Jews felt at Auschwitz.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, surprisingly, we weren't kicked out for that.
After that, well, okay.
I whispered it.
Yeah, we all heard it.
Yeah.
And
it was a loud whisper.
I practically screamed it.
Yeah. Okay. So we got our cups, and they each give you 3 bottle caps in your cup after you pay, so you can try 3 of the beers that they have on tap. They've got 4 beers.
Okay.
Just in the, they had 4 just inside the brewing area. They had like 10 on tap in the tap room.
Okay.
Right. They had Daisy Cutter, they had Ginger Twin, Lahaska, I don't remember the other one.
Over Ale.
Over Ale. And by the first one, after finishing the first one, I'm like, man, I'm kind of feeling this one. This is already a pretty strong.
What was the content?
I think they're right around 7. For,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they were all, yeah, 6-7% beers.
And since I guzzled
bombers or just like,
well, I mean, it was, they were, they gave us the pint glass.
Yeah. Okay,
pint. So, and we get the pint glass and we give them the bottle cap, you know, every time we want a beer. So we had 3. And I was sitting there and I was thinking about it and I was like, man, 3 craft beers in an hour long tour, we're going to be pretty saucy by the time, yeah, you know, we're done here.
And of course, yeah, I'm super lightweight and Hef gave me another bottle cap. So I had all 4 beers.
I love that you're continuing half. Okay, keep going.
Oh, yeah.
And so I didn't have all 4. I didn't try the Daisy Cutter because I've had that one before.
Yeah. I think I've tried Daisy Cutter.
Probably. So, yeah. I've brought it around before.
Yeah. The Lahaska was really good. That's their Black Saison, and I had that one twice. Really tasty. So I was already more drunk than I should be in the first hour.
Yeah. And he goes, it's seriously 11:30. We just got our beers. And Meckler's like, man, I never thought I'd be this drunk at 11:30. Like, you didn't even drink your beer yet.
Yeah. There was a lot of like weird things that happened that day that were way too early, like me getting drunk at 11:30, us listening to Party Hard by Andrew WK at 9:30.
Yep, that happened. I decided to play DJ.
The most confusing DJ.
I know Jake got a Snapchat, and so did Mackler.
Yes, I got definitely got a Snapchat.
Well, the first song we listened to was Thunderstruck.
Uh-huh.
And then the stupid GPS lady had to ruin Thunderstruck, like, because
bad! Turn right on.
I was like, you just ruined the fucking song, blah, blah, blah. So then I went on to the next one, and I was like, well, let's take it down a notch, guys. Or no... Then it was Andrew WK. We played that. And then I was like, let's take it down a notch, guys. And I played Barry White.
So you go from Thunderstruck to Andrew WK to Barry White.
To Barry White.
To Trans-Siberian Orchestra. To Taylor Swift.
We did listen to Carol of the Bells.
Oh, so you're the reason it's going to snow tomorrow.
To the Undertaker wrestling intro.
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
I had a blast yesterday.
I'm sure you did.
To Gangnam Style.
Oh, yeah. I played a little bit of everything.
Okay.
I forgot how fun Gangnam Style is.
Right?
It's really fun.
It's so much fun.
So you got really drunk, and I'm assuming we're getting to the part where you puke.
Oh, no, not yet. There's still more.
Okay, there's still more.
Oh, there's plenty.
We went... After that, we went across the street to Bad Apple.
Bad Apple. That's why I texted you Bad Apple this morning and not Red Apple, because I had Bad Apple on my mind.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
And that's a really tasty burger place. I had a burger, the Elvis burger, which was peanut butter and bacon.
Okay.
Really good. Yeah. Did not expect that to be that good.
I could see that being good, but I'm not a big peanut butter fan, so.
Okay.
I'm not a big Jacob Higlock fan.
All right.
And I was talking to Hef's sister and her friend the entire time.
My God. He was talking to Katie. He was talking to Katie for a half an hour. And then all of a sudden is like, so how do you know everybody here? And she goes, that's my brother.
And he goes, idea.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
It's like, I see it now. It's so... They're so similar.
And this is drunk Danny talking. Yeah. He is rambling about everything. He's like all up in Katie's shit. Like, I saw this, like, leaning over. He wasn't like trying to, obviously not trying to like make a move or anything or nothing like that. And she didn't take it that way, I don't think. But
no, I was just being friendly.
Just funny because he was just really close and like talking and being really friendly with her.
Katie and her girlfriend or?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to have her on the show.
She's awesome.
Yeah,
it'd be nice to talk to her sober.
So continue.
Nothing really interesting happened at the restaurant, right?
Nothing really interesting happened. I mean, we all got awesome burgers.
Yeah,
and drank a lot of beer, and then we were getting ready to leave. Yeah, nothing really crazy happened. I had to think about it for a minute. Then we were getting ready to leave.
And...
Oh, no. Sorry. Backtracking. One more thing. Meckler's sitting in his chair one more time. And he kind of looks at me and to Jeff, and he goes, yeah, today's going to be a day that I throw up.
I called it. I knew it. I didn't feel like it. I was going to then, but I was... I pulled out my crystal ball and saw the future.
You mean your magic eight ball?
Yeah, pretty much. Then on the ride home, I was screaming at anybody that I could find on the street that's walking. Just not hateful things, not offensive, just
random,
weird and stupid. I said,
like you do. I mean, there's nothing new to me. I don't. You're just like, hey. Hey, I see you. Hi. Hey.
Well, at this point in time, I mean, it was fun things like, what was it? Vote for Chewie
for
mayor.
Governor, vote. Or it was mayor. I don't know. Yeah. Chewie for mayor, vote Chewbacca.
My other car's a DeLorean.
Yeah, that was a good one.
My other car.
There was one person that he screamed at. I don't remember what he said. I think it was the DeLorean one. But there was this lady putting something in her trunk, and she was real, like, looking at her trunk, putting her stuff in, and Meckler screamed out the window, and I swear she jumped 10 feet in the air.
she was by far the most confused.
Yeah. I was going to say, did anybody, like, what was the reactions? Like, did anybody say anything back?
No. I don't think anyone really understood me because I'm drunk and I'm just like, ah, no, 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 no.
That's pretty much what it sounded like.
Okay. So, gotcha.
I just sound like a crazy person in this.
You sound like a rabid dog. Yeah. That's what you sound like.
I mean, I was a crazy person. So after I let out all my steam, I got tired and I fell asleep for the rest of the ride home. And we woke up, or I woke up, on Army Trail. Are we trying on like Bloomingdale or something like that?
Yeah, I like to think that everybody was sleeping at the same time you were. So no, you could say no. Like,
oh, okay.
In Meckler's world, yeah, we woke up.
Yeah, we did. We did. Everybody. Including all the people on the road driving at the time.
We didn't even stop the music. It was still loud as fuck. Yeah. And yep. I was still playing DJ.
Oh, I've done that like even with my kids in the car. Like I'll just be listening to my music, regular volume. And they'll just pass out. And Lauren's like, don't you think you should turn it down? I'm like, they already fell asleep.
Yeah. If you turn it down, that's when they're going
to
wake up.
Exactly. They're used to that level of noise now. Yeah.
Or if you want to wake them up, you just turn it up really loud.
Yeah.
Is that how they woke you up?
No. Oh, okay. No, I just woke up on my own. And then I was like, okay.
Well. I did wake them up by singing Boys to Men to them.
Mm.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I grabbed you by the shoulder and I was like, I'll make love to you.
That's right. Yeah. I remember like you grabbed my shoulder. I didn't know why.
And he just went, okay.
I woke up and I was okay. And then I look out the window a little bit and seeing everything moving, I was like, well, this is not going to end well. And I threw up in my mouth and I was able to contain it for probably 2 minutes. I was like, maybe I could swallow this. Maybe I'll be okay. Nothing will happen. Yeah. And then I was like, no, roll down the window, and just sat with my head outside the window for a little bit, and then,
yeah, because I looked
all
out the
over
window.
Nate's car.
I kind of looked, and I was like, I see his head out the window, and I go, hey, bro, you okay? And Nate kind of looks at me, and he goes, mm-mm. And Brasher goes, oh, there it is.
And I felt so bad because that's like really the only time I've ever hung out with Nate.
Yeah.
And I just ralphed all over his car. Thankfully, it was all on the outside.
Yes.
And we were able to clean it
so,
off
very quickly cleaned. Yeah.
We got some hot water and that was it. We didn't need anything else. I still gave him $10 because I felt bad. I'm like, get a car wash. I feel like an asshole.
Go to Turtle Wax on me.
So there's this nice wet streak of
of clean. On Nate's car now. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, I threw up. Not fun.
Haven't you always like prided? I know you have, but I thought you were one that also prided themselves on never throwing up while drinking.
No, I have. Okay. Before, yeah. For sure.
I've done it a lot. A lot.
Well, when I was living in North Carolina, and I didn't have any friends. I read an interview with Eddie Van Halen saying that he would drink a six-pack of beer a night and then just play guitar all night. I'm like, I want to do that. And I made like half hour before I threw up.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Didn't work.
Makes sense. Well,
I don't think I even picked up the guitar.
Speaking of drinking beer, let's move on to our beer of the week.
Oh.
Yeah. There is one. I
forgot we had this.
I actually didn't think that we would, but
You know, after yesterday, I was like, you know what? Maybe we don't need a beer of the week. And then I was like, you know what? Still a little hungover. A beer will do me good.
Yeah, so. do very well.
At, I felt way better after I threw up.
Well, and it's afternoon on a Sunday, so we're good.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
This is a victory for your taste. Victory beer. It's called Hop Devil India Pale Ale. Mark, do you know anything else about it? Ooh, there's a story.
Yeah, read the story.
The mythical Hop Devil resides in the lore of farmers. Our Hop Devil is the real deal, bold, spicy, and menacingly delicious. He's the product of distinctive American hops and meticulous craftsmanship, arising from the heavy wilds of our hop back and gently tamed with time. This devil makes a great companion, Bill Ron. I don't know why Bill Ron felt he had to sign that, but
me neither. Yeah, no, this is another Victory makes pretty decent beer. My favorite one by them is Dirt Wolf. I don't think I've actually had Dirt Hop Wolf. Devil. I know Jeff talks about it a lot.
Okay. Yeah, it comes from Downington, Pennsylvania. So, all right, I'm going to
Downington Abbey.
Give her a shot.
Yeah, Meckler, font, anything?
No, I was looking at the amount of colors that are on here. It looks like it's a 6-color press, which seems really unnecessary.
I love you.
I like that.
Yeah, it's definitely hoppy.
I'll have some now.
It's definitely hoppy. I feel like
grass and butterflies.
Fair.
Yeah. Which in that aspect, you know, considering it's what, the second day of spring, third day of spring.
That's gonna snow tomorrow.
Third. Today's the third day.
Yeah. Third day of spring. Grass and butterflies is a welcome sight.
Very much so. Got a little bubble there.
Got some bubblies.
Yeah, this is bitter.
Yeah.
Bitter tasting.
Real bitter.
I like it a lot, actually.
Yeah.
Not one for me.
Oh. It's like, hey. I'm drinking three beers today, guys.
That's fine. Just kidding. I'm going to another brewery tonight, which is terrible.
Are you
Which
really?
One are you going to?
Mickey Finn's in Libertyville.
Oh, okay.
I'm only having one, though. I really like their, it's called Pet Cemetery. Pet something. Pet Seminary? Something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, this is 6.7 alcohol, percent alcohol volume. So while you were telling your story, I kept thinking, oh, he's talking about beer, so it could lead to the beer of the week. And then you said something about vote for Chewbacca.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, he's going to burn right through this segue. But, you know, I'm going to bring it back.
Yeah.
So speaking of.
So never speaking of voting for Chewbacca, the one person you don't want to vote for is a gun-wielding Darth Vader who robs a bank in North Carolina.
Oh.
Yeah, your old stomping grounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that you'd enjoy this topic for two reasons.
Pineville?
Yeah, Pineville, North Carolina.
You know, I don't know where that is.
I love this. The dark side apparently needs more money.
Well, of course, we keep blowing up other goddamn Death Stars.
one of the funniest parts in like the Family Guy, like Star Wars, like thing is just like, you know, we're gonna blow up your home planet of Alderaan or whatever, and she's like, no, and he goes, she said no. Should we do it?
Yeah.
Stupid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Pineville is south of Charlotte. That's why I never heard of it.
Okay.
Never went to Charlotte.
No?
No.
Never got all up in Charlotte's goodness?
No. Charlotte was, it's pretty far from Raleigh.
Yeah. It's not a good Charlotte.
Oh, God, shut up.
Oh, my God. Wow. Are we passing off the pun card today?
I don't know. Or? We're going to make a web of Charlotte. Charlotte's web.
Oh. Ah. Here we go.
Let's see how far Pineville is from my parents' house.
So, a man wearing a Darth Vader mask and dark costume robed. Sorry, dark costume robbed a Pineville, North Carolina bank Monday, according to police. He was also wearing a chest plate and gloves. So, he's really
That's
going all out
awesome.
For it.
Like, whoever that was, went all out.
He probably had to pay for the costume.
Now, here's my question. If he's, like, in a getaway car, driving, all right?
Is it a TIE fighter?
Cops pull him over. and, you know, guns drawn at the window. All he does is roll down the window, wave his hand, and go, "They're not the droids you are looking for."
You were waiting on that one, weren't you?
I really was. Yeah.
So it's 3 hours away from my parents' house.
Do you think he had the Jabba the Hutt, like, song in his car, like in the yeah, like that was his
the cantina theme.
That was his getaway, getaway theme.
I actually, going back to the Family Guy Star Wars thing, my favorite, yeah, my favorite part about that is when they're in the cantina playing the song. And he goes, "Oh, hey, you know, we're the cantina band. We're gonna be here all night. You know, playing any requests that you guys got. Here we go." Play that same song. All right, same song. Here we go.
Authorities say the robber entered the Pineville State Employees Credit Union just before noon. He wasn't armed, and with a red lightsaber, he was armed with... Oh, he wasn't armed with a red lightsaber. He was armed with a rifle.
You're really bad at reading today.
Sorry, it's just
too early in the day for you.
I guess so.
Are you sure you didn't drink so much?
No. I will tell you about my day, but let's do this first. The Sith Lord demanded money from a bank teller and escaped in a four-door gray Chevy Suburban SUV.
It's a TIE Interceptor.
Yeah.
No, I thought it would be like more of an AT-AT.
Oh, gray SUV. Yeah,
yeah,
I can see.
Yeah,
that.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Put some legs on that bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Well, definitely not the chicken walker.
Does it bother you when people call that an AT-AT?
Yes.
Drives the
very much
drives
so
me crazy.
Like, great, what do you call an ATST? Point taken.
At street. according to witness, the suspect was shorter than the iconic Star Wars character he's portraying. Really? Really?
Well, they have to get the description right.
Right.
For the police sketch artist.
Well, he wasn't actually the correct size of Vader.
He didn't sound like James Earl Jones either.
What if he did?
Give me all your money.
Come on. Come up with, like, real quick speed round. What was the first thing that Darth Vader said to the teller? Like, you know, not give me all your money or.
Ooh. Yeah, no, speed round isn't working.
No, okay. It's not. I can't think of anything.
God damn it. I
what
tried.
What about you?
Well, you already came up with these aren't the droids you're looking for.
Could I have a loan?
Father.
That's actually okay. That one's okay.
Yeah, not too bad.
That was terrible.
That was terrible. You know what? I feel like I'm not well equipped. Not well equipped for.
Not well endowed?
No. That's just well equipped for. Because I don't watch Star Wars. Like I'm not.
I don't remember the last time I saw Star Wars.
My brother Dan is the biggest Star Wars nerd. Like, he plays Knights of the Old Republic. He plays like all these online Star. Yeah. Like, he's the Star Wars person.
Yeah.
I am not. I'm not saying that I'm a Star Trek person either, but you know.
Well,
I've watched those more recently.
I think maybe not so much what he said to the teller.
Okay.
More so, basically, when he said, "Give me all your money," the teller goes, "No!"
He's just standing there like, "You really had to carry that one out, didn't you?"
Or when she says no, he's like, "Don't make me use my floating hand thing."
Yeah. I'll choke
I'll
you.
I'll force choke
I
you.
I will choke, force choke you. Yeah, we all take turns. So Star Wars character he's portraying standing approximately 5 feet 5 inches tall.
He's short.
Yeah. It was right around lunchtime in a very busy area, a very busy intersection
trooper, huh?
In our town. Pineville Police Lieutenant Corey Copley told Charlotte television station WSOC-TV, "There's a lot of foot traffic in and out of that bank at that time of day." He reportedly fled the scene with thousands of dollars. Thankfully, no one got injured in the robbery. This is definitely something unusual that you don't see every day, law enforcement. See, here's he's probably just gathering funds for the next Death Star.
Yeah.
Oh, you need him to do it, Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just... here's the thing. Like, if I were to plan a robbery and be Darth Vader, I would definitely do it with, like, a cosplay going on, like, that day. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, like a Comic-Con or something, like, where there's a bunch of Darth Vaders in the area. I think it would have been awesome.
A lot of
awesome.
Similarly sized Darth Vaders.
Like, can you get them in a lineup?
I feel like it would have been nice if he would have went in not only as Darth Vader, but he would have had an army of stormtroopers behind him.
Yes, that
would
awesome. Definitely.
Bring the droids to me.
Like that. What's a movie with Keanu Reeves?
Matrix.
Not the
Speed.
No, the other
House
one.
House on the Lake.
House on the
Matrix
Lake.
Matrix Reloaded.
One? No, not Matrix Reloaded. God,
The Replacements.
Bill and Ted. we go through his whole IMDb. I think we win a prize.
Point Break, where he's
no, don't know
trekking
that one.
Down bank robbers.
Don't know that one.
Do you honestly not know that one?
John Wick.
It's Point Break, but like they rob banks wearing like president masks. So like one's Ronald Reagan, one's
he was in that movie.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was in that. He played the FBI agent Johnny Utah. Okay.
Johnny Utah?
That was his name, Johnny Utah. Nice.
Wow, what bag did they grab that one out of?
He played a college football superstar who blew out his knee and who lost all hopes of going, you know, pro. So kind of like The Replacements, and then went with the FBI.
Sure.
And then when, you know, obviously he failed with the FBI, The Replacements called.
Right.
The heart to go back to the NFL.
Gotta have heart.
So that's
you don't
that's
have a knee, but you got heart, kid.
Oh man. So yeah. But yeah, like they would rob banks wearing like Ronald Reagan mask and Richard Nixon mask, and I don't think Abraham Lincoln was in there, but
did,
that should have
okay.
Been.
Well, the obvious question is, did. The Richard Nixon guy go, I'm not a crook.
Yes, oh, he yeah. did.
Good, he
yes,
has
he
to.
Did. You should watch this movie. It's actually pretty funny. It's Gary Busey, Patrick Swayze.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's not terrible. Yeah. It's actually pretty decent for a Keanu Reeves movie.
Keanu Reeves is just funny, you know, to look at and listen to.
It's definitely funny to look at.
It's more his, it's more his style because he learns how to surf.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh man.
He learns how to surf and then goes, no kung fu.
Yeah. No. He didn't say it in the movie. He did say it, you know, later on in life. But this topic, Mark sent in just for you.
Oh yeah.
Just for you.
Just for you. Which also happens to be our question of the week. Living Showcase Podcast presents the question mark question of the week.
I was really tired when I wrote that.
Yeah, I can tell.
Mean, question mark was whoever that guy
I mean,
be.
Not like, enough eyes some in of,
there's definitely not enough eyes in Living Showcase. there's capitals and
it was supposed to come out and be like
3Ks, really?
It was supposed to be.
Yeah, actually, let me read it out. The Living Showcase podcast presents the question mark question of the week.
It's Living Showcase of the
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Beckler
gotcha.
Gets it.
Well, then you.
It's supposed to be Living Showcase Podcast presents the question mark question of the week.
Yeah, I got to say it like a season. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
all right.
So
now that we got that, to over
now
with,
that we've got that out of the way, if you could turn any scent into a delectable fragrance, what would it be? And if you have a reason, why? And all I have to say is why, Jeff Jones?
Yeah.
Why?
Of course.
His
I
name
knew,
is
oh, sorry.
Hef Honyez.
Hef Honyez.
I knew that Hef was going to make, or somebody was going to make, you know, a fart or their fart or whatever.
My fart will go.
I was thinking, I was thinking shame. Shame would be a great scent. So, yeah.
So, Hef Honyez says, my sauerkraut farts.
No.
Yeah.
Who was farting in the car?
That was you, right?
That was me.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, that was me.
Lauren writes in reply to that, but why, Jeff? Why? Hefonias replies, B, I like sauerkraut, but can't eat it because of what it does to me.
That's true.
Mm. Our wonderful listener, Paul, writes in, ball sweat and tears. You go to anywhere, men do manly things, gyms, military posts, etc., and it always smells like ball sweat and tears. Maybe there would be more manly men if being manly smelled good.
Yep.
Who's crying?
That's what I wanted to know. Yep.
If it's so manly, who's crying?
All I can imagine is homoerotic sex where like they're sweating and then they cry afterwards. Like,
yeah, and cuddle.
Yeah, well, you have to. Your whole life is shit.
Yeah.
And then Lauren sent in a beautiful candle, Ron Jeremy's mustache.
Yeah. Ugh. That is a nice candle, but I don't think I like that scent.
No.
I'm pretty sure the only scent that would smell like is vagina.
And a lot of sausage. Not man sausage, just sausage.
Are you guys making tuna?
You making tuna out there? Yeah. No, I'm just burning this lovely Ron Jeremy's mustache by a Yankee candle.
Do you think it has like little bits of mustache in it?
Ooh. I just.
And why does it matter?
It smells like burning hair,
like
too.
Mustache yeah, burn trimmings.
Yep. Let me just keep this.
Like a $3,000 candle for Santa Claus, and there's just little crumbs everywhere. It's just like Ron Jeremy just shaved his mustache.
I mean, if we're gonna go down that route, then I want Mark's chest hair.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It does smell good.
Smells like chest hair and justice.
Little briar patch there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You want some, I can give you some.
Well, I had my fair share. You know, that whole middle part of the bat was pretty much me.
That's true. It's true.
Yeah, the wings were mostly Meckler.
Because everybody else sucked at shaping.
So the article that inspired this, Mark sent in, Burger King's Whopper-scented perfume is now a real thing.
I want it. I really want it.
Seriously? Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because I love burgers.
But you hate Burger King.
I hate Burger King, but it's not going to smell like Burger King. It's not. Okay, my answer for this was Subway. It's not going to smell like Subway, where if That's you're in true. There for 5 minutes, you That's smell like Subway the rest of the day.
That and is the worst. Like Subway even, is the worst like store smell.
It doesn't even smell really? Like bread I like or Subway. Meat. It just smells like Subway. Like there's no defining factor of it, but yep. You know that someone's been to Subway. Just
I agree with them. That. I highly agree with
I
that.
I like the smell of Subway.
Really?
No, you don't. Nobody
does. I do.
Nobody likes the
smell. I really
of Subway.
Do. I walk in and it just smells fresh.
It doesn't smell fresh. It's like
I don't know what you're smelling.
Well, all right.
It smells like a franchise.
Now I really want Subway.
I mean, you can want Subway. See, here's the thing. I really like Whoppers. Like
I love Whoppers.
You pass a Burger King, it smells really good.
Mm-hmm. It does.
It smells really good. So. The fact that they're making a perfume out of this, though, I'm not very excited about. Like, who wants to smell and be
like you've
burgers?
Been at a charcoal fire all
yeah,
day?
Who wants to smell like you've been charcoal flamed all day and have a bunch of dogs chasing you around? Like, that's
I do.
The only thing that made me think of this is Cheaper by the Dozen, where they soak Ashton Kutcher's meat underwear. In meat.
Oh yeah.
And the dog. Then they release the dog, and he like goes right for his crotch.
Oh, yeah. Lady Gaga.
No,
she had the meat dress on.
She had a meat dress. Okay. Yes, she had a meat dress, which is basically what this perfume is going to do.
Nice.
Except hers wasn't cooked.
It's true.
Right?
Yeah, it was not
I think
cooked.
It was raw.
Yeah, yeah, it was definitely raw.
Raw meat. Wasted meat.
It is good waste of meat.
I wonder if they cooked it afterwards.
I wouldn't want to.
No?
I would.
No,
I would.
I mean, if...
at least. Well, Lady Gaga booty sweat?
Not the butt part, because I mean
the flank.
What
steak?
If she had to poop? I mean, I don't want poop on my steak.
the flank steak or flak steak?
Is it flank? I thought it was flank.
Flank? Yeah. Oh, it's
flank
called
steak.
I'm just saying like flak, like poop, poopy, oh. Poopy, poopy.
Well, that's the butt part of the steak.
Yeah.
Butt steak. It's a real thing.
I know. I like no joke.
Did no one make the skirt steak joke when that happened? Because that seems like a really obvious choice.
Maybe they did.
Oh, okay. Did, the dress
you think
is
they
a
made
skirt
her
steak?
Underpants out of ground chuck?
Why?
I don't know. Were they considered underpants or meat curtains?
Oh, it wasn't corned beef.
Probably it was after that.
Oh, God.
Now,
we're way too late on these jokes.
No joke. Like, I through the magical world of YouTube and, like, surfing from video to video, came across a video of a girl, all right, female, mm-hmm. watching.
Is that what a woman is?
Yeah.
Yeah, with a vagina.
Oh.
Yeah, and boobs. Yeah,
that's what differentiates boys and girls these days. Who knew?
Yeah,
boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
Oh, thank you, Kindergarten Cop.
I've been wrong my whole life.
Brittany's never seen Kindergarten Cop. I have to change that.
We're going to talk about that later.
Yeah.
But first I'm going to talk about this.
Yeah.
She was watching Lady Gaga win, like, some MTV, like, movie award or Grammy award. Or not movie, but, you know, music video, yeah, whatever, for Artist of the Year. And no joke, like, they went through the whole, you know, announcing each person, yep, and, like, she is just, like, antsy, like, all over the ground, like, all over the place. And you're just like, what is this girl's deal? Like, she is obsessed with Lady Gaga. And as soon as they announced that she won, that girl came. Like, no joke, had an orgasm.
Weird.
Yeah. I've never been that obsessed over somebody or any kind of artist or whatever to where... Huh?
Who did that?
Just some video, some random video that I came across in the wonderful land of YouTube.
Huh.
Yeah.
I mean, I do that whenever I get your phone calls in the morning.
You just,
yeah, like, just like I'm in mid sleep, and then I look at my phone and I see your beautiful face.
Okay.
Then I answer the phone and I come a little.
I mean, I've seen Kindergarten Cop.
Yeah.
All right, so though the smell of burgers may be mouth-watering to some, the idea of smelling like one sounds pretty gross.
Lies.
But that's not stopping Burger King from releasing their new Whopper-scented perfume. And, of course, there's a like Chinese or Japanese commercial for this.
Yeah, they've got weird shit over there.
They really do.
You know?
As a part of Burger King, Japan's new ad campaign, Japan.
Yeah.
I just clarified that.
It's Japan.
They announced via Facebook... Mexican. It's via Facebook today that the new body fragrance Flame Grilled will be sold at Burger King stores.
Flame Broiled.
I thought it was Flame Broiled too.
Huh. Interesting.
Maybe, yeah, with the translation maybe from Spanish to English.
Yeah.
From Japan.
Yeah.
Japan.
Burger King Japan also registered April 1st as Whopper Day, the Japan Anniversary Association, making it an official holiday. So
it's April Fool's.
Yep.
So is that an April Fool's joke that they're releasing this?
I hope not, because I want some.
You really want some.
I honestly didn't check the validity of this article either. So
this is not the first thing that we have talked about that somebody said they're going to buy, Marcus. Chittens.
All right. You know, Jeff brought it up last night. Half brought it up last night.
You're not respecting his culture.
Sorry. Sorry. I'm not very cultured, as you can tell. But I'm going to look it up. We're trying to find it right now.
I know that you can buy the Big Mac sauce for way more than you ever pay for a Big Mac sauce.
I think,
yeah,
yeah,
several thousand dollars.
Meckler, if it wasn't Flame Grilled,
uh-huh,
what scent would you like to be smelling like food wise
I said Subway. I mean, I don't want it, but I can see that would, okay, be a thing.
Okay. I didn't catch the part that you said that you wanted that one. I thought that it was just a session of smells.
Pizza. Everybody pizza? Loves pizza.
Oh my, it's god, true. I would get so much action from Missy from that.
Yeah. Hey, Dad.
Or chocolate. I mean, but they already have, like, chocolate scents, you know, scent.
Right.
What was that chocolate scented thing that we found for Valentine's Day?
I don't remember. I know that we found chocolate. It was weird. I remember that we found chocolate buttholes.
That, yeah, okay. That's one.
That's probably what it was. I know that there was, for Valentine's Day, the pills that you can make your fart smell.
That's
like,
it. That's the one I was thinking
of. Was it chocolate, though? I thought it was just...
chocolate, roses, and lavender.
Okay. Weird.
Yeah.
Really weird. Because
I'm going to buy them. The exact same thing that... It just ended up being a thing on my phone. But
are you
the,
really going to buy them?
I'm really going to buy them.
The fart pills?
Yeah.
You should.
I need to find out where I can buy them from.
You after yesterday, you definitely should.
Oh, yeah. We should give them to Hef.
See, here's the interesting thing, because Mark, to me, whenever he passes gas, smells like pumpkin guts. Like when you cut into a pumpkin for a jack-o'-lantern and you're like digging in there and bringing out them gut, like it smells like that.
Well, that's your answer then. You need to smell like pumpkins, so it's just completely disguised. That's and no one will ever know that you're farting. Like, oh, it smells a little bit more pumpkin-y right now. What happened?
I would put the fragrance of an Asian salad.
Oh, like mandarin oranges?
Like the ginger and the oranges and all
ginger,
that.
Ginger, oranges, sesame, sesame seeds.
I know you were always a big Jake, you were always
Asian
a big
chicken
of...
salads are my favorite smells in the world.
Oh, that's good. You always like the leather smells.
I love leather.
Like you get the Yankee Candle leather stuff, which just doesn't smell like leather. It smells like ass.
Yep.
So you're like, I love it. I'm like, no, it's
Jake
so
was also
good.
The kid who liked the smell of the black marker.
The licorice one was good.
Yeah.
It was good. I liked it.
You guys are fucking weird.
Well, yeah, they did. Where did those go?
They're still around.
Are they really?
I think so.
What was your favorite scented marker?
Cherry all day.
Lemon.
Mine. I think mine was cherry. Yeah.
I swear I'm the only one that likes lemon Starburst.
Okay, so there's Pasta. No, I like lemon Starburst.
It's my favorite.
I like the yellow ones.
My favorite. Everyone likes the pink or the orange or
the cherry are my favorite.
I like the red. I like the orange.
Cherries are my least favorite.
Really?
Least favorite.
It's fine. You can eat all my yellows. I'll eat all your reds.
Grape, cherry.
All right, Brian, calm down. Brian, you're an idiot.
I'm a sullen.
Speaking of imbecile or stupid
Any
things,
out of the wood, and the wood is, and the wood's in.
You're not going to burn it down and then not extinguish it because there are no more left. The fire extinguisher factory destroyed in massive ways.
I hate you, Jake.
That was a stretch. That was a stretch.
It was.
So a Chicago factory that makes chemicals for use in fire extinguishers was destroyed in a massive blaze Thursday night. The extra alarm fire broke out in the Archer Heights section of the city just after 9 p.m. at the industrial building.
Wow.
Wakita!
Yeah.
Akron.
You called it Akron, I'm pretty sure.
No, it was Akron.
We're going to have a new segment called Let's Have Jake Pronounce
Funny Words.
Town Names.
You know what's worse about this is I'm going to broadcasting school like to be on air.
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to go through the dictionary word by word, and I'm going to write out words that I want you to read for me.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, I love how it's turning into a game for you.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's increasing my learning, too.
I'm going to find an article on... Can you pronounce these Wisconsin town names?
Wow, that would be interesting. See, I don't like the fact that they say the extra alarm fire. I would prefer the five alarm fire. You know, like five alarm chili or something like that.
Yeah,
it's still an alarm.
That's how they base fires. A multi alarm fire just means or extra alarm fire means that it's bigger than a five alarm fire.
Oh,
see.
Gotcha. Oh. All right. Wow.
All right, Jake.
It's like.
So if I were to make a chili and call it the extra alarm chili.
I guarantee you that you wouldn't.
When?
There's no such thing as extra alarm chili to me.
No, not to you.
Not to me.
Not to you. Unless I get like whatever sauce was on that wing last year.
Oh, the ghost pepper.
Oh, this sucks.
Yeah.
Ghost pepper kicks my ass.
All right. So anyway, after 9 p.m., the industrial building on West 38th Street, according to MyFoxChicago.com, Within 30 minutes, the building, which housed several businesses in addition to the chemical factory, was completely engulfed in flames. More than 150 firefighters responded to the scene, and it took them nearly 3 hours to extinguish the fire.
Were they trying to use the fire extinguishers from the building?
It just made chemicals, which is interesting that like it just broke out like that because, right. I mean, what is a fire extinguisher is made of certain chemicals. Well, there's a bunch of them.
There are different types, yeah.
Definitely different types. But I mean, overall, it's carbon dioxide and powder to extinguish the flame and get rid of the air.
Basically.
Yeah.
I mean, there's different types. Like the halon, the ones that they use in like IT closets and stuff like that. Yeah. Those are the ones that suck the air out. But yeah, carbon dioxide, like in a powder form, is what they use in the ABC extinguishers. Then they've got the water ones, and then they have another special type of powder that they use for like cooking areas.
Mm-hmm. All right, I can't find any good names to pronounce.
Sheboygan, I got.
Sheboygan.
So
yeah.
you can keep that one.
But there
the list.
There is a video of Texans trying to pronounce names like that one.
Texan pronounced names.
The bold one at the top.
So I can't read this. Aka Nama Wana Waka. What? Okay. Aka Nama Waka.
Aka Nama Waka.
Aka Nama Waka. Aka Nama Waka?
I can never walk too.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I want to say. That's like an Indian name.
Yeah, it's Wisconsin. They're all.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's true. To finish, wrap up this article, the crew had difficulty getting enough water to the building because of the lack of hydrants and had to perform an inline operation in which six trucks were spaced out over a mile and connected by hoses to pipe water, the Chicago Tribune reported. High flames from the blaze could be spotted from miles away. The thick black smoke choked a nearby highway.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is the highway okay?
I hope so.
Did it lose consciousness?
Oh, Mukwanago?
You got it.
Okay.
Mukwanago.
The fire caused a roof to collapse and building was damaged beyond repair. No one was injured and authorities were investigating the cause of the blaze. So here's the interesting thing that I found from this article, other than the fact the irony of a fire hydrant factory catching on fire.
Oh, yeah. And then they couldn't even put it out.
And they couldn't even put it out. Here's the other ironic part. It took them so long because the lack of hydrants. They didn't have any hydrants in the area.
Well, they figured they had their shit covered.
I mean, is that what it was? Like, you know, it's just like,
oh, we're fine.
Yeah, we're fine. We're a fire extinguisher company. Like, come on. It's put it a little bit further away. Yeah, definitely over a mile. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want that shit around us. I want a 1 mile radius around us. All right. No more.
Yeah. I just hope that it was like some guy in lunch that put his Chipotle burrito in the microwave and that's what started it. Like, come on, Steve.
That's an electrical fire.
Chipotle. Yeah.
Yeah, I really want
to. Stop making me hungry.
God, well, damn it.
Hef has a $25 gift certificate. That's
true.
He's probably sleeping right now.
Probably. Speaking of other ironies.
It's snowing right now.
Really?
Yes, it is. Oh,
looking
yeah.
Looking outside at the snow outside.
Missy, was it snowing?
Onward.
You know what? This is our last article of the day, so I'm going to do this one. You can now ship your enemies
no,
an wait, edible
hold
bag.
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. No shitty transition?
No.
Really?
I could have thought of one.
There's some pretty
fine.
Obvious ones.
Are you hungry, Mark?
No. No.
Hey, Jacob, why don't you eat a bag of dicks?
Eat a bag of dicks. Hey, so Mark, if you're hungry, you can eat a bag of dicks.
Speaking of shooting a load.
Because I'll ship them to you. Speaking of shipping a load. Speaking of snowing outside. I don't
know.
Yeah. You
talking about fire extinguishers. How do you not have a...
Speaking of hoses that fail, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So that's a good what number.
Speaking of being pissed off at a coworker who left this Chipotle burrito in the microwave and started a fire at your business.
Number six.
Steve. You should send him.
You can now ship that enemy an edible bag of dicks, which I don't know why they put an asterisk for the I. Like, just spell it out.
Yeah.
Just spell out dicks.
We all know.
What is it going to be? Docs? With it a
could
like,
be.
With
ducks.
Ducks.
Dicks. I would like an edible bag of ducks.
With a picture of a million. Like, this is.
Peeps just aren't cutting it.
Those look like ducks. I can
those
see
those look
it.
Like ducks. Those look like ducks. Tiny penises.
No, they're ducks.
You remember the jawbones? Like the they were like these little tiny things that did
Bluetooth
nothing.
Speakers?
No. Well, yeah, okay. I don't know if they're
up bands.
I'm trying to think of what you're talking about.
They were basically the replacement to marbles like when we were kids.
You mean jacks?
No. Oh. We were kids.
When we were kids.
Boneheads?
Oh. Yeah, not when I was a kid.
Something like that. It was something bone.
Yeah.
And bone they were just buddies. Like little characters carved out of like, they were tiny and you could collect them and stuff like that.
Yeah, they were stupid.
Pokemon.
Not cards. So sending your enemies gifts.
No, the little bone dudes, they were plastic.
Yeah. Sending your enemies gifts has been a thing pretty much since the dawn of time. From the Trojan horse to the much more recent ship your enemies glitter.
I'm really? A big That's fan a of thing? The flaming bag.
That's
a thing.
That's a thing.
You haven't heard of that?
The glitter thing?
Oh, it was huge for a while. Like
Wait,
people
don't tell him.
Oh crap. Yeah. When did we send that?
You didn't really do that, did you?
No.
Glitter's terrible.
I know.
You know
it's
how
great.
Hard that shit is to get off?
So basically, that's
especially
the point.
Especially after a strip club?
They send you an envelope. Inside that envelope
Ooh,
is a
I
letter.
That would be a good perfume. Strip clubs.
Yeah. No.
Does it come with glitter?
Yeah.
Oh, it comes with glitter.
Oh, God.
So basically, you open up the letter.
Yeah.
And as you open up the letter, it's folded just right so that when you open it, it like pops and glitter goes everywhere. And it has this... Oh, okay.
Spring loaded. Thank you.
Spring loaded.
So, and then, you know, it's got this letter basically telling you that you're a douchebag.
It's, ship your enemies glitter, I think. Oh. Glitter bombs.
An actual website.
I remember the bone things. It's Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, yeah. That's a band.
The Crossroads Collection.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I haven't heard that song in years.
It's a good song. Now, the best. Most depressing music video ever.
I haven't seen the music video.
Really?
Think...
For Crossroads?
Yeah, I don't think so.
We're definitely
going
to watch that next.
Well, all right.
Now, the best thing that you could possibly send an enemy has to be an edible bag of dicks. While it might not be sinister as shipping somebody freshly scooped animal poop, it's certainly
That's
a
the
great...
thing. That's weird.
It's certainly a great way to send a message. It can, however, be a message that gets mixed up as the dicks from Dicks by Mail are actually gummy candies.
Which they spell out dicks no problem
in
the rest
article.
Of this.
I
yeah,
think it's
exactly.
just the headline.
I thought it was ducks.
So the recipient may enjoy eating said bag of dicks. A 5-ounce bag of dicks from Dicks by Mail will run you $15 plus shipping. But you won't have to worry about backlash as it can be sent anonymously.
Nice.
Time to load up that PayPal account and ship some dicks to those you hate. See, here's the interesting thing. How is this not something that like, I could honestly see Missy sending you a bag of dicks or you sending her a bag of dicks?
I just put my dick in a bag and just hand it to her.
It's my
dick
in
a box.
I'm pretty sure I'm just going to send myself some of these bags of dicks.
I'm sure they're really good. I mean,
That's
they're
what
gummies.
I'm wondering.
Have you ever had a
bad gummy?
I kind of want
to know what they taste like.
I'm sure this is like this is ingenious, one, to market it for send your enemies, okay? Because it's going to get around.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously. But
like
this is definitely going to be like a popular for bachelorette parties.
Yeah. They already make it for bachelorette parties.
Oh, okay. So
that's probably where they got the idea. Like, man, I should just send this to my.
See, now here's the
people
funny
I
thing.
Hate.
How is that? Like, I apologize. Let me. Ask this question
sure,
real quick.
Sure.
How is it bad? You know what I mean? Like, how is this something?
This is a reward.
Like, exactly. Well, it's like, wow, you are a dick. Let me give you some gummies of dicks. Plus,
I don't understand who you would hate so much that you would know their address. Like, that's really creepy.
Or well, you know, an ex-boyfriend or girlfriend.
That's true.
Or is it like send them to the office, like the embarrassment? The embarrassment of getting.
See, what I think they should do with these is, you know, send them out and be like, oh, cherry flavored dicks or whatever. But in actuality, you make them like the Harry Potter jelly bellies.
Oh, that would be way better.
Yeah. Way better.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And like dirt and
it all tastes like cum.
Yeah.
Just salt.
I still think they should come up with some sort of pill or magical serum to make jisms taste better.
Yeah, they do. It's called pineapple.
Why don't you tell me what it tastes like, Jake?
I mean, I can only mention from like what other people have said or articles.
They should really have an option.
Somebody said liver one time, like roast beef and liver.
Ew.
Right?
Ew. But I think this send a bag of dicks thing should have an extra option to pay like an extra $5 to throw in some pubes in there.
Oh,
or smegma.
Some licorice pubes.
No, not licorice, just
straight up pubes.
I just think of
to a barber shop.
Ryan Reynolds in what's that movie where he's at college?
Van Wilder.
And they send the eclairs.
Oh mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So gross.
That is gross. That is worse than this. Way
it's like
worse
American
than this.
Wedding.
Yeah.
You know, where he's shaving and gets it all over the cake because he shakes the rug out the window.
Oh, I didn't see that part. That's amazing.
Oh, it's so funny.
Speaking of not seeing parts.
Oh God. Thought you said that was it. Just kidding, continue.
I was just gonna talk about my week.
Oh yeah, that's
right. Bad.
That's right.
The past 72 hours have been just not horrible, because I mean it didn't start out that way. Anyway,
you're about to make it worse because I'm gonna laugh at every
Friday
moment.
I did a 16 voluntarily. I had to guard a gamma knife. My brother was afraid that I was going to die or get knocked out.
Because or turn into Bruce Banner.
Or turn into Bruce Banner. Because let's be honest, this is how every movie is set up, where there's one security guard at night watching videos, because we were literally told that we could do this.
Yep.
You know, monitoring the camera. You know, they're the first ones to go.
It's
you
got to
knock them out by some sort of gas, or just kill them.
Or darts.
I like the gas option.
Yeah, right. But anyway, like I went there. It was no problem. It was actually really, really good. I stopped at 7-Eleven, got a bunch of snacks. So it was just kind of like staying up all night watching movies, because I watched three movies on popcorn time.
Sounds like a terrible time, Jake.
First movie was Into the Woods, which if you've never seen it,
are you watching scary movies when you're all alone?
That's not a scary movie. It's a musical.
Oh, what am I thinking of?
I don't know, but it's
Cabin
a musical
in the woods
with
or something.
Yeah. Oh, Cabin in the Woods, baby. But Into the Woods is like about fairy tales, Cinderella,
that's right. Okay.
Jack and the Beanstalk. But it's if you've ever seen Sweeney Todd, it's exactly like that without any of the bloodshed.
Okay.
Okay.
Like, same concept,
all
same
the
story,
music.
Basically.
Yes. Yeah. I mean,
best part.
That is kind of the best part of. Well, other than what's his name, the barber, or not barber, but the.
No, the
apprentice.
Pirelli.
Yeah, Pirelli.
Pirelli's miracle elixir.
He's huge.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
There we go. Thank you very much. Because he was great. Like his song was amazing. Mm-hmm. The fact that he could sing that high. But anyway, interesting movie. Okay, it gets to a point where all the stories have gotten to a happy ending, and you're like, oh wow, that was it was nice. That was a good story. And I move my mouse to go to exit out and everything. I was only halfway through the movie. I'm like, what the fuck else is there? So I won't tell you where it goes from there. But I mean, the fact that happened, it was a good movie though. Overall, it was a good movie. The second movie I watched was one of the greatest classics of our time, Robin Hood with Kevin Costner, which, interesting fact, I hate you so much.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We are going to have words. Yeah. Morgan Freeman is in that fucking movie. Okay. Morgan fucking Freeman.
Okay.
And Sean Connery.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
Heavy hitters. Heavy, heavy hitters.
I saw Highlander.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
There can only be one.
So the interesting thing about that movie was on Popcorn Time, for some reason, it was like the unedited director's cut. Like there were deleted scenes in that movie that I have never seen in my entire life that add to the story, like so you kind of understand part of the background, but make no sense for the ending.
Okay.
So it ruined it. Like, all right. here's one of the things. In one of the deleted scenes, like, there's a scribe to the Sheriff of Nottingham, okay?
Yeah.
He's the one that gets yelled at all the time because he has to tell the truth. The Sheriff of Nottingham is led or directed by a witch.
Okay.
Just want to give you that background. The witch says to cut the scribe's tongue out because she doesn't like him.
All right.
So he cuts the tongue out. And then in another deleted scene, you see the scribe writing down to communicate.
Yeah.
So, you know, enforcing said tongue being cut out.
Right.
At the end of the movie where they're trying to, Robin Hood is attacking the castle and trying to find where Nottingham went.
Well, now he just ruined the movie for me, but continue.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Robin Hood. Okay?
I haven't seen it either.
Everybody. He finds that scribe and goes, "Where are they?" And the scribe says, "That way." These deleted scenes completely ruined the fact of, you know, like.
Now, like, does he say it like straight up?
Just straight up like that way.
Not so like, he does like, that way.
No. Didn't even try and cover up the fact that he had his tongue cut out in some deleted scene. So that really bothered me. But other than that, it was good. And the third movie was Sin City. The new one, the A Dame to Kill For, which
ones.
If you've you haven't seen the original,
no,
okay,
original's good.
Watch the original; it's really good. Watch the sequel and be just as confused as I am as whether it's a sequel or a prequel.
I think it was supposed to be a prequel.
Okay, because that doesn't make any fucking sense. It doesn't make any fucking sense. If it's a sequel, I get it because Bruce Willis is dead; he's a ghost in the movie.
Cool. Oh.
Yeah.
If it's a prequel, I get it. Other than the only thing I could think is Clive Owen said no to a second movie. That's the, I mean, so go watch that. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is in it. His storyline is absolutely amazing.
I loved Elijah Wood in the first one.
Yeah, Elijah Wood was really good. Because he's like, you know, he's this badass and he gets broken down. He's like, I'm going to get back up and I'm going to kill you. And the ending just completely deflated me. I couldn't believe, like, really? You had all this build up. Like,
I've always wanted to watch those movies. I just never.
They're really good.
I
mean, the art in them is just fantastic.
Yeah. And I like that fantastic. Style. It reminds me a lot of Max Payne, kind of.
Yeah. So I work this 16 and I go home. I don't get to sleep until late. I've been amped up, drinking tea, whatever, and I get 3 hours of sleep and work yesterday, 8 hours, until, without getting too complicated, somebody double booked, and it was a manager's mistake.
Okay.
So I was forced to stay till 3 a.m.
Eesh.
So I went from a 16 to 3 hours of sleep to a 12, and I was preparing for 16 because my wife worked last night and we only have one car to share. I tried contacting the person coming in. He didn't get that voicemail and came in at 3, and they're like, "All right, well, we got to cut you loose." So I ended up trying to sleep for 4 hours in my car in a garage.
Yeah.
And then my wife getting off work, and I slept for 2 hours, and then I went to breakfast with my family and came here. So I've had over the past 24, 78, whatever you want to call it, 72 hours.
Well,
I've had 5 hours of sleep Very nice. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you this. Regardless of all that, you look absolutely ravishing today.
Oh, God. You know, from you, that just seems like a lie.
I feel like you really needed that.
So that's going to do it for this week. Anyone want to do the sign-off, or you want, you know, it's just
No, sure. Let's have the tired person.
Yeah.
All right. So if
find us on Stitcher and iTunes.
And we're real popular out in Wakita.
Hey.
There's a shout out to our Wakita kids.
All you fans in Wakita. Oklahoma.
Speaking of which, I got to check my bracket.
Okay. So anyway. If you have any articles that you would like to send to us, send them to livingshowcasepodcast@gmail.com.
Or just tag one of us on Facebook.
One of us on Facebook. Post it in our...
Thank you, Joe Moeller, by the way.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Joe Moeller. You have helped me out so many times. And I'm pretty sure before I knew you, you've helped Mark out many times.
But I still don't know you, so...
Yeah. So thank you, Joe Moeller. Anyone else that needs to send in something, you know, send it to our Facebook page. Send it to our email, livingshowcasepodcast@gmail.com.
There we go. That's the one.
Help me out with...
Good luck trying to type that one out. Just use your tongue on the keyboard.
You know what? I recommend going to Wisconsin and typing out some of those.
Wakanda. Wanago. Hulk.
And you know what? We don't say this often, but... Do us a favor, and if you can, you got a couple of minutes, comment on our iTunes, like, if you can, or on Stitcher, because that helps us, like, boost how many people view us and gives them kind of an idea of what we're about. Like, I could talk about me all I want, but are you going to believe me?
Yep. Nope.
Exactly. So.
Share it with your friends.
Yes. Share us with your friends.
If you have friends. If you don't have friends, it's okay.
Your mother's just fine.
I'm sure she'd like a bag of dicks.
Or glitter.
Or glitter. Yeah.
All right.
Have a good week. I feel like I dropped the ball on that one.
Bye, friends.